Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sid Hudson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields the ball and throws to Hudson covering. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla throws the ball into Lapon, who tags Easter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon misplays the ball. That's an error on Lapon. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. There goes Rosen. The throw from White to Lapon, and Rosen is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Gurnett moves to second. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gurnett moves to third. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Boone moves to third. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens juggles the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-0 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boone moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Boone scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens throws the ball towards first to get the runner. He throws it away into right field. Zarilla throws it back to White, who tags the runner out. Avila moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Hudson moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Hudson moves to third. Two outs. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Doby reaches second base with a double. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. Doby moves to third. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. White moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell bunts towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to second. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lipon is called out on strikes. One out. Faith Roneberry pinch hits for Sid Hudson. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Lipon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Boone moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Ike DeLock now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing left field. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.